Now, ABO isoimmunization, they want you to know the two major types of hemolytic disease of the newborn. Do you know those two main types?
Well, one is the RH,
Okay, good.
and then the other one, is it the typing, the ABO?
It is ABO. So it's not that the kid received blood, it's more just that if you have an O positive mom, that's classic O positive mom in first pregnancy, and the kid has A or B blood.
So she has antibodies to both A and B.
Yeah, so this is why it's weird. We make antibodies against opposing blood types that are IgM. But for some reason, people who have O blood can make some of those antibodies as IgG rather than IgM. And the fraction that's IgG differs in people. So if you have a mom who's O blood and the fetus is A or B or AB, and she has, let's say, a high fraction of IgG against those antigens, the IgG will cross the placenta and will cause hemolytic disease in the newborn. So that's like the quote unquote like weird hemolytic disease of the newborn, because we don't learn about that for step one. We just learned about the RH type. Now, could you by all means get an O negative mom who has ABO, hemolytic disease of the newborn? Of course. But they're going to give you O positive because they want you to know that it's hemolytic disease of the newborn because she's O blood and the fetus isn't. Whereas if they give you O minus, you might just get lucky and say, oh, well, that's an RH related thing, even though that's not what they're getting at.
Minus works then?
So
O negative.
in terms of like the RH type,
The O negative always has to
I'm saying that when we have RH, like rhesus factor related hemolytic disease of the newborn, that's the more common and more severe type. That's when you have an RH negative mom of any blood type in a second pregnancy or later, and she's going to have antibodies against RH cross the placenta and attack the fetal RBCs. Now, what happens is during the first pregnancy, she's RH negative, fetus is RH positive, and if there's an exchange of the blood, let's say during a traumatic delivery, or there could be a spontaneous abortion, or there could be abruptio placentae, or instrumentation like amniocentesis that's performed, you have to give R, by the way, you have to give RhoGAM for all of those things. But if there's an exchange of the blood, she's going to develop antibodies against the fetal RH antigen. And in subsequent pregnancies, those antibodies will cross the placenta. Okay, so there's a big difference. RH negative, so the RH hemolytic disease of the newborn, they'll give you second pregnancy onward and a negative mom. In ABO, they're going to give you an O positive mom in first pregnancy. And both of these conditions cause pathologic jaundice. Give you first day of life jaundice, that's what they're gonna give you. Yeah.
Short for the RH part.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was confused. Okay.
Correct.